knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
At our rendezvous, down in our rendezvous, three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous,
down in our rendezvous, three's company too.
Oh, I got you now, Janet. Fourth down, 28 yards to go. Sorry, lady, but this is a man's game.
That's what you think.
What are you doing?
I did it. 3 points.
You can't kick an 80-yard field goal.
Why not? It worked, didn't it?
Yep, that's because it's a dumb play.
I don't care if it's a dumb play, Jack. I'm supposed to kick off now, right?
Forget it. My team's walking off the field.
Poor sports.
Poor sports? How do you like this here?
Hey, Jack, who can play that?
No, wait, let me do my... Janet, come on. You can't do that to my quarterback.
Yes, all
right. Hold it. If you do, don't cut it out. I'm going to penalize the both of you for unnecessary beeping.
Okay, I've had it anyway. She cheats.
Oh, you are such a big baby.
I am not. Mr. Furley, haven't you fixed that lock yet?
Just give me a couple of seconds, will you? You know, they don't make locks like this anymore.
That's right, Mr. Furley, they don't. Nowadays, they make them so they work.
You don't like the lock? Get a watchdog.
Hey, Mr. Furley, around here, I am the watchdog.
I was thinking more of a German shepherd, not a French poodle. Okay. There, it's all fixed now. Herd of wild elephants couldn't break through that door now.
Hi, everybody.
Well, what do you have to say about that, Mr. Furley?
Don't see any elephants, do you?
Come on, Mr. Furley.
Mr. Furley, what are you going to do now?
Now? I'm going over to 208. Mrs. Simpson's all stopped up. I mean, her train is.
Well, what about our lock?
Well, I'll be back.
And what about the light by the door?
Yeah, that right. That's been broken for a month.
Really, Mr. Furley, we could use some light.
You want light? Here's a candle.
We have to do more than this.
Well, you want a match?
This whole place is falling apart.
Yeah, the plaster's coming down here in the bathroom.
Yeah, look at my carpet. It's unraveling in my
bedroom. And over here, Mr. Furley, we have a kitchen door which is literally falling off the hinges.
Right, now what do you have to say about that?
Gee, this place is in better shape than I thought.
Come on, Mr. Furley. Even when you do fix something, it never stays fixed.
Well, that's not my fault. My brother Bart never gives me enough money to fix anything right.
Well, why don't you complain to him?
Because he's scared of him.
I am not.
Oh, yes, you are.
I complain all the time. You should see some of the letters I've written. I've told him what a cheapskate I really think he is. I've called him every name in the book.
You really told him off in those letters?
Darn right I did. If he doesn't shape up, I'm going to start mailing them.
Boy, he's really scared of his brother, isn't he?
Yeah, but I'm not.
What? What are you doing?
I'm trying to get some action around here. Let's see. Fuller, Foreman, Furley.
Jack, come on. You're not going to call Bart Furley, are you?
Janet, you've got to learn one thing. You don't get anything in this life unless you ask for it.
But now,
hello? I'd like to speak to Mr. Furley, please. If you see something you want, you got to go out there and grab it. Nothing is going to be handed to you on a silver platter. Mr. Furley, there's something I want you to hear. Tell him, Cindy.
Is this Mr. Furley? Bart Furley? Tell him, Janet.
Hi. There. Hi, Mr. Furley. I'm one of the tenants who lives in the building that your brother manages. And, Okay, look, he says that he can't fix anything around here because you don't give him enough money to fix it, so why don't you help him out and... What? You will? Oh, thank you. Sure, bye.
Well, what did he say?
He said he was going to take care of it right away.
You see now, Janet, you don't get anything in life without asking for it.
You're asking for it.
No. Wait till Mr. Furley hears the good news.
Oh, no. We can't say anything to him.
That's right. We can't say it. Why can't we say anything?
Because then he would know that we had called his brother.
But what do we say?
We just don't say anything. We'll just wait and he'll tell us and then we'll act surprised.
Oh, good. I'm good at that. Oh, I'll get it.
Look at this.
Mr. Furley! What a surprise!
I just got a phone call from my brother Bart.
Wowee, what another surprise.
He told me I was fired.
He what?
Fired?
Why?
One of the tenants called him and complained about me.
He didn't tell you which tenant, did he?
No, but I know who it was.
You do?
Yeah. Mrs. Simpson at 208. She hates me.
No, Mr. Furley, it wasn't Mrs. Simpson.
It wasn't? How do you know?
Well, because it was probably Mrs. Adams in 206. She hates you.
What am I going to do now?
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Furley. You'll find another job.
Where? I'm all out of brothers.
That's not the worst of it.
Oh, what does that mean, Mr. Furley?
Well, you see, my apartment went with the job. Now I've got no place to live.
Well, I'm sure your brother will let you stay until you find another job.
Are you kidding? He's already got someone on his way over here to change the locks.
Well, you can always stay in a motel.
A motel, sure. I got enough money saved to last me the rest of my life. If I die tomorrow.
Gee, Mr. Furley, we'd let you spend the night here, but...
Thank you! Oh, that means so much to me.
See, Mr. Furley, the reason you couldn't is that there wouldn't be anywhere for you to sleep except this crummy, lumpy couch.
Oh, but I love lumps. I'm a lump lover. You are such great friends. Oh, you kids.
Well, I guess if we're going to be roomies, I better start packing.
Well, okay, all right. If it's just for one night.
And don't you worry, I won't be a burden. I should be back on my feet within a couple of months.
What's that she's saying? Charlie, you mean they're complaining about having to work 7 days a week? I'll tell you what. You tell them I'm going to give them all a day off. As soon as there are 8 days a week. What is it, Sickle?
Mr. Tripper. Something about your apartment building in Santa Monica?
Oh, yeah. He's probably here to apply for the manager's job. Send him in.
Mr. Tripper?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Mr. Furley, glad to meet you. Don't get up.
I am. I'm a very, very busy man.
Yes, sir. I'll make this short. I'll get to why I'm here.
I know why you're here.
You do?
Yeah, it's about the apartment manager's job.
That's right.
Well, sit down, Flipper.
Tripper.
Just sit down.
CD.
You comfy?
Comfy, thank you.
Manager's job is a cinch. Any idiot can do it.
Yeah, I knew the last idiot. I mean, the last manager, your brother Ralph.
Are you a friend of his?
Well, sort of. But if he ever found out that I came to see you about this, he would never forgive me.
So. Uh-huh. So you're sneaking around behind his back. I like that.
Hang on a second. That's not... excuse me. About your brother.
About my brother. You know what he's good for?
No.
Neither do I.
Sir, he can't be that bad.
He's worse. Every job Ralph has ever had, I've given him.
Well, that's very big of you.
I mean, that's very generous.
Look, all he ever has to do is collect the rent, turn a couple of screws, and keep an eye on the place. Does that sound too difficult to you?
Well, no.
Good, you're hired.
Oh, no, wait, I didn't come here about the job. I came to talk about your brother and the importance of your own family.
Sit down, Zipper.
Hello? Yes, I'll take the call.
Wow. Oh, it's you again, is it? How many times do I have to tell you I did not get rich by giving handouts to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes to me with a sob story like yours? Oh, stop blubbering, you'll get it. But I'm telling you one thing, you better start pulling your weight around here. Yeah, I know, Mom, I love you too. Now, you were saying...
Oh, no, forget it.
You're what?
You're the new manager?
Well, I know it sounds bad, but see, it's
Jack, how could you stoop so low?
Well, you haven't met Bart Furley. It's the only way you can talk to him.
And just what are you planning on serving Mr. Furley for dinner tonight? Eggs Benedict Arnold?
Look, I did it for Furley's sake.
Oh, and he's going to be so grateful.
If his brother hadn't hired me to do the job, he would have hired somebody else, and then Furley would never get his old job back.
Oh, I can't wait for you to tell Mr. Furley that.
I will, the first chance I get.
Hi. Hi, Ruby. Now, look, I don't want to be a bother, so I'll put all this away myself.
No, but Mr. Furley...
All right, if you insist, you can hang these suits up, Ruby.
Jack! Look, Mr. Furley...
I know, Janet. Equal rights for women, right? Here, would you just run an iron over that shirt for me?
Mr. Furley...
I need it tonight. I don't want to look like a slob when I sit down to have dinner with you kids.
Mr. Furley...
Oh, Cindy, I didn't mean to leave you out here.
Put that away. I'll be right back.
Oh, wait a minute. Why didn't you say anything, Jack?
I had to hang up the man's suits.
Oh, Jack! He comes back in here. Tell him now, Jack. Tell him now.
Here's a little gift for you. Token of my appreciation. Genuine North Sea herring.
Look, Mr. Furley.
Oh, don't thank me. Let me hang it for you. Brighten up the room.
Hang on a second, Mr. Furley. Jack has something that he wants to tell you.
Oh, and I have something for Jack, too.
What's this?
Well, that's a list of things I can't eat. I just blow up like a balloon. I get great big red blotches all over.
Never mind, I'll tell him myself.
Tell me what?
I don't really know how to say this.
Well, come on, you can say anything you want. I mean, if it wasn't for you kids, I'd be out in the street.
Mr. Furley.
Honest, you're my best friend.
It's about your sleeping on the sofa.
As a matter of fact, you're the only friends I have. Now, what about the sofa?
It's too lumpy. You can have Jack's room. Come on, Mr. Furley. Would you hurry it up a little?
Janet, did you eat my banana cream pie?
I didn't touch your banana cream pie.
Cindy, did you eat this pie?
Hi.
The one I made especially for Joni Wells. She said she'd give anything for one of my banana cream pies.
I've seen Joni Wells, Jack. She doesn't have that much to give.
Oh, just a joke.
Okay, Janet, the bathroom's all yours.
You could have fooled me.
Good morning, Jack.
Oh, I love that pie.
Mmm. You ate my pie?
Mmm, good. Crust is a little soggy, but otherwise, very good.
There's no hot water.
Gee, that's funny. There was plenty when I took my shower.
I love this fish.
How long has that man been living here, Jack? A month? Two?
A day and a half.
Oh, he's driving me crazy.
Yeah, he used up all my eyeshadow.
Your eyeshadow?
To polish his shoes.
You've got to do something about him, Jack.
Yeah.
Janet, I can't just throw him out.
Coming around the mountain when she comes, when she comes.
Let's throw him out.
Coming around the mountain when she comes.
Mr.
I fooled you, didn't I? You didn't know I could play, did you?
No.
Now I'm going to sing you a little song that I wrote especially for this cute little nurse I used to date. Okay?
Look,
Mr. Hurley. Okay? Fever! She gave me fever! When that chick walked into the room, I could feel my temperature zoom! She gave me fever!
Mr. Furley, Mr. Furley, can I ask you something?
You name it, I'll play it.
No, 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 don't do that. I wouldn't want you to do that. No, don't put up, Steve, the problem, there is a...
What Jack is trying to say is that he... Well, that he... Oh, Mr. Furley, wouldn't you like to get another job?
No, the only job I want is the one I had, being manager of this building.
But, Mr. Furley...
And I'll tell you something else. My brother Bart is going to have to look long and hard to find somebody to replace me.
I get it.
Person of my experience. Boy, you just wait. Sooner or later, he's going to come crawling on his hands and knees just begging me to take that job back.
Hello? Oh, yeah, he's right here. It's your brother, Bart.
What did I tell you? Huh? What did I tell you? Hold this. Give me that. Okay, Bart, baby, start crawling.
It was just a little joke, Bart.
Well, Bart, see, I'm here with friends, and I was kidding around. What? I should give the keys to the new manager? What new manager? Jack Tripper?
Well, no, hang on a second, Mr. It sounds much worse than it actually is, Mr. Furley.
Mr. Furley, please, we can explain.
Yeah. Jack didn't mean to stab you in the back.
She's right. Excuse me, Cindy, why don't you leave a wake-up call? Let me handle this, okay? I don't want your job. I want you to have your job back, you see. But what I was... Mr. Furley,
where are you going?
I'm going to apply for Social Security.
But you can't collect that till you're 65.
I'll get in line and wait.
Please, why don't you just ask your brother to give you your job back?
No, he won't do that. Once my brother makes up his mind, he never changes it.
Never?
Never. Twice.
Twice?
Yeah, when we were little kids, my brother Bart grabbed my little orphan Annie spiring away from me, and he wouldn't give it back till I chased him into an elevator.
Oh, what happened then?
Well, the elevator got stuck between floors, and he got so scared, he gave the ring back to me.
Well, see, your brother can change his mind. He gave you back your spy ring.
Yeah, but only because he was scared to death. That's when I found out he was suffering from claustrophobia.
You mean claustrophobia?
That too. Anyway, ever since then, he's been petrified of elevators.
Well, you said that your brother had changed his mind twice. What was the other time?
When we got out of the elevator, he took my spy ring back again.
Oh, there, Mr. Furley, don't feel bad. We'll find you another spy ring.
Hey, wait a second. You just gave me an idea. Come on, we're going to go see your brother.
Oh, forget it. He won't have the ring anymore.
Forget, little orphan Annie. I got an idea to get your job back.
Do now, you? Listen, here's what? How can we get his job back?
Listen.
Hey, Jack, how long do we have to do this? My arms are getting tired.
Just until Bart leaves his office, which should be any minute now.
What are you doing?
Reading the finance.
Cindy, you want to trade with me? These want ads are depressing.
Wait. You're not supposed to be reading. You're supposed to be hiding. And
Shh,
here he comes now. Janet, get the button. Quick.
Excuse me. Going down? What are you doing here, Zipper?
Tripper, and I've come to tell you that I'm resigning as manager from your apartment building.
And as tenants, we want you to hire your brother back.
Why don't you ask me for something easy, like a free month's rent?
Hey, you'd give us a free month's rent?
Sure. Right after I hire my brother back. Which will be right after I play center for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Okay, then you leave us no choice. What do you have to say now?
About what?
About the elevator being stuck between floors.
We're trapped, you know.
Feels like the walls are closing in, doesn't it?
What are you doing here?
Don't change the subject. It's getting hard to breathe in here, isn't it?
Why?
Because you're scared to death of elevators.
Not anymore, I'm not.
You're not?
No, not ever since I went to a shrink. He told me to buy my own elevator. So I bought the building.
You mean you're cured?
Yeah.
You and your stupid ideas. I told you they wouldn't work. Bart, I'm sorry. They put me up to...
Shut up, you sniveling coward. All right, Gapper, open this door. Everybody off the elevator.
I'm sorry, I think we're really stuck.
Stuck! Stuck! It can't be! Not around stuck! I can't... Oh, no! It feels like the walls are closing in! I gotta get out of here! I can't stay in closed places! There's a trap door at the top! Quick, boost me up!
Yes, sir.
Up, 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 up! Down, down, down! I can't stand heights either.
Relax,
sure, it's easy for you to say. You're not trapped in an elevator. Help! Help!
Help! Will you get a hold of yourself, you spineless jellyfish?
Hey, you can't talk to him like that.
That's right. He may be spineless, but he's our friend.
Mr. Furley, another
can it, Topper.
Topper?
Now look. Everybody out of this elevator, and then... I want every one of you out of my apartment, understand?
What?
We didn't do anything.
You can't throw us out.
Who's going to stop me?
I am.
You.
That's right. You can pick on me, but you can't pick on my friends.
What?
Shut up, Shorty.
So now, if you throw them out,
I'll have the housing commission down on you so fast you won't know what happened.
You wouldn't.
Oh, yes, I would.
Listen, Ralphie.
I'll tell them about the 20 health violations.
No.
And the 30 safety violations.
Ralphie, wait.
No, you wait, weasel. Bust you 20.
No.
Fines.
No.
Lawyers.
No.
Plumbers.
Oh, no.
Unions. Not unions. Nobody.
Have mercy, we have the same mother.
It's not my fault.
Ralphie, old sock. This is just a big misunderstanding. If you want these wonderful kids to stay in the apartment, they can stay.
What about Mr. Furley's job?
Yeah, what about that?
If I'd have known that he wanted it so bad, I never would have let him quit.
Thank you. One more thing, Bart, I want to raise.
Don't push it, Ralph.
Mr. Furley, congratulations on getting your job back.
Thank you.
Now you can move back into your own apartment.
Yeah, but you know, we'll miss you.
No, you won't.
Well, how can you? Won't we miss him?
Of course we'll
miss him. Did you hear that? Yeah. How can you say we won't miss you?
Because I'm having my apartment repainted, and I think we're going to be roomies for at least 2 more weeks. One more time. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Mr. Furley.
What's the matter?
Don't you think you could be doing some things?
Yeah, Mr. Furley, like fixing the door.
And the kitchen light.
And sanding the floor.
Relax, kids. I told you I was going to take care of those things, and I will. I'm going to fix up the door. I'm going to sand your floor. I'm going to fill you with light.
Well, that would be terrific.
That would be terrific, but where are you going to get the money?
Oh, I solved that little problem, too. Money's no problem, ladies and gent. I talked to Bart, and we're raising your rent. All together now!
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.